Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. Looks like you're having some technical difficulties here. For some reason, I cannot hear myself through the mic. I hope that you can hear me at this point in time. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio once again. We are New Beginning Ministries, and we're here every Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock, starting at 7 o'clock every Wednesday. So we do thank you for tuning in. We're looking at we are going to be able to be blessed by the Word of God. For those of you that's tuning in for the first time, we are Interactive Bible Study. And what is an Interactive Bible Study? An Interactive Bible Study is that we interact. That means that we discuss the Word of God as we go through the Word of God and just share what God has laid on your heart, if something touches your heart, or whatever the case may be. So we are interactive, meaning that we interact, we communicate with one another, we share with one another, amen? So we're looking forward to that, for that this evening. For those of you who's tuning in for the first time, if you would like to, if you would like to call in, the calling number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And you don't even have to hit number one, which is the requirement. You hit number one, and then we will get you in. But we keep our mics open. So therefore, those of you that are have tuned in, we'd like to ask that you make sure that you keep your mic mute. Mute your mic until it's time for you to share, because we can hear everything in the background. We hear dishes, we hear conversation, we hear music, we hear children, we hear everything. So if you could mute your mic during that time so that we are not distracted by the background, we do appreciate that. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move into our subject of how's your love life? That's the question. Amen. We thank you for this opportunity this day. Lord, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be in the midst of these conversations as we search your word, Heavenly Father, and that you would give us clarity as we move forward in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to say that we love you. We thank you for loving us. We pray for the sick and afflicted, Father. We pray for those who are lacking physical and spiritual food. Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, for those, Heavenly Father, who are struggling with this, who are struggling with health. Father, we pray for those, Heavenly Father, Lord, who have lost in their family, Father. Lord, Father, you know our hearts, you know our minds. We just ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just bless all those things that are on our minds accordingly, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for this Bible blog. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just move us forward, Heavenly Father. We would all be on one accord, and we'll be sure to give you all the praise. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we just say amen. Amen. Again, we're going to move on as we move on. For those of you that's tuning in, if you would like to share, just go ahead and just go ahead and speak whatever's on your heart. The mics are open, and we become an interactive Bible study as we move forward. How's your love life? That's a question. How's your love life? Now, this question is we look at it from a natural point of view, but this evening we're coming from a spiritual point of view. How's your love life? And when we look at the Word of God, we look at the word love. Love, what does that mean? Love, what does that mean? So we've taken some scriptures, and we have just brought them forth to you, and we're just going to read them, and we're going to dissect the Word of God as we search the scriptures for love. How is our life conducted when it comes to love? What does love mean? Amen. So when we look at the first scripture, the first scripture we're looking at Matthew 22:37, 38, and 39. And the Word of God reads, "And he said to them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy understanding." 38. This is the great and first commandment. This is the great and first commandment. In 39, it says, I think I've got a little lost here. "And the second is like it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the second is like it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." How's your love life? When we look at the scripture for 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all understanding. This is, thou shalt love the Lord. This is a subject that's of great importance. And the Lord wants us to understand, as he shows us, what true religion is like. What true religion is like. Loving God and our neighbor. And love is supposed to be an act. It's an act. It is something that where we respond intensely. Love is something that should be active in every way possible. It's an act of how we should respond toward our beloved. Love possesses joy. It is something that we're supposed to enjoy doing. It is a time, love is something when we feel that we are completely at rest and we are intensely satisfied. And it goes on that the person that loves is completely content and at rest, completely. Completely. 38. This is the great and first commandment. This is the great and first commandment. A commandment is something that we are supposed to do. A commandment is something that has authority. Now, this commandment here is really as old as the world, or should I say our original nature in life. It's been around that long. And when it's saying when the great commandment, that great commandment is coming from God. That great commandment is coming from God, and it is something where he prefers that we do. And if we do this, it is saying that we will secure a certain comfort in life, a certain rest within our life. When we do this, that commandment is saying that we will be satisfied in life. Satisfied in life. And then when it moves on in the word, and it says, and the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So when we look at thou shalt love thy neighbor, we look at how we want to be loved. How we want to be treated. How we want someone to act toward us. And however we feel that we are looking for people to respond to us is how we should respond to them, our neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So however a person responds is how we are responding. No, I don't want to confuse that. However we want a person to respond to us, our neighbor to respond to us, is how we are supposed to respond to them. So when we come to responding, that can come as far as, let's just look at what we expect from that person. Love our neighbor is something that's equal in that relationship. An equal, give and take. It's equal. It's equal. If we lend someone something, in actuality, my question to you, do we expect to get it back in return? Do we expect to give it, to get it back in return? And if we don't give it back, get it back in return, and I'm having all problems, this mic making all kind of distraction. So if you hear me, I'm hesitating. I'm getting all this feedback from this mic. But when someone responds to something that we give them and they don't give it back, are we easily to forgive them? So let's turn it around. If we are in that relationship of giving and we don't return, how are we expecting that person to respond to us? So in other words, the way I'm reading it is that it's an equal relationship. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And that is a great commandment of God. Love God and love our neighbor. And while we are here on earth, that is one of the things that we're supposed to promote as Christians. Loving God with all of our heart, with all of our soul. Loving, that means giving all. And doing the same thing with our neighbor as we respond to them. Now I'm going to open up the mics and ask, are there any questions? Any questions, any comments? See, I have one mic, 631. It's not on. Okay, mm-hmm. 631, you are connected as well.
Amen.
Any comments? Any comments? Loving God and loving our neighbor is our total responsibility as a Christian.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just...
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say... I was just going to say that that's a command. You know, we can't even get around that. That's something that God charges us to do. We can't get around it. We have to love him whom we've never seen, but also love our neighbor who we see every day. And from his love to our love, and from our love to our neighbor's love. It's a commandment that God, you know, it's a commandment.
Amen.
There's no getting around it. There's no getting going over it or under it. He charges us to do this. It's a
Amen.
Must. And that love hinges on everything else in the Bible. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we respond to our neighbor, we love God and we love our neighbor. When we respond to our neighbor, are we making them holy in our life?
Wow.
That's just a question.
Wow.
And that question goes a long way, because you know how we are when it comes to things of the world. We get upset on our jobs, family, friends. We get upset. But how do we respond after we get upset? And God has given us a commandment. And that commandment is how we are supposed to fulfill that law.
Right.
That commandment is how we are supposed to fulfill that law. And it's saying that if we do this, then this will happen. If we respond this way, then this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
We love God and we love our neighbor. Who is our neighbor? Who is your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you respond to them? Do we treat our neighbors as ourselves? Or do we treat them different? If our neighbor asks us for money, how do we respond to them? Do we look at them as our neighbor? Do we treat them the way that we would like to be treated if we were in that position?
I guess you would treat them the way we would like to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I would think so too, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I would think so, too. And that's the hard part of it. How we respond to one another is not what God is commanding us to do in terms of our sinful nature, our I nature, our me nature, rather than other nature, other than the we nature of things. When someone is in need, do we determine whether we're going to help them, try to figure out whether we're going to help them, or do we choose not to because we don't feel like being bothered?
Wow.
These are just things I'm just throwing out here. I'm just throwing them out there.
Wow.
And as I was looking at this, I thought about, you know, life can give us a nice little twist, a nice little turnaround. Because the state that you're in, the state that I'm in, doesn't always mean that state is going to be the same. So when that state or that stage is turned And now we find ourselves in that situation, it becomes totally different as far as what we expect from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But God has given us a commandment. He's given us a law, and we are supposed to be obedient to that law. Because if we love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our understanding, then we're going to love our neighbor the same.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're going to respond to that neighbor as if we were in that situation and we are looking for someone to give favor to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a different story when we are filling those shoes. So as I look at this, I'm saying, you know, and I'm looking at situations in life, and it can turn at the drop of a dime. Loving our neighbor as ourselves. Do we follow commandments? Comment.
Well, I have a comment.
Please.
When you say, do we follow that commandment, I feel that a lot of us, we don't. Because when we look in the world today, you know, we see our brothers and sisters falling, and we as Christians or people that know the word don't even help.
Amen.
The Bible always says that we should be our brother's keeper.
Amen.
You know, if your brother's going through, you need to be helping him get out of that or her get out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's like he called us to be givers. He says that we should not be borrowers but lenders.
Amen.
And as you were speaking earlier, how to give, I believe when you give, you are to give and not to look for that return. Because he says that we should be lenders.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're giving something for someone, I believe if you're giving out of your heart, you're not looking for that in return.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving from your heart, really giving from your heart, I'm not looking for that return because I'm giving it to the need of that
That's
individual.
Good right there, giving it to the need. That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. I agree with that.
When we give,
we're not looking for it back. See, and I think the problem that happens is when we're looking for it back and don't receive it, then the anger sets in.
Yes.
Right.
But when you give something with an open hand, you're not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it is returned, you know what? We can be happy about that. But if it's not returned, we are to still be happy. Why? Because of what we did for our fellow Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Helping someone along.
Mm-hmm.
Helping someone along.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I like
as
that.
We move mm-hmm. on, as we move on, we must do everything in our power and through all of our whatever power that we have and whatever possible varieties of circumstances for our neighbor. We should wish them the same, that they do the same for situation and it was reversed. Now let me say that again. We should do everything in our power and through whatever possible situations or circumstances that our neighbor may be going through, as we help them, we should wish them that they do the same thing for us if the situation were reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't do,
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, and if they don't do, like you said, not looking for it back, we shouldn't get bitter about it. Because sometimes you can do for a person, and somewhere down the road, you might be in that same predicament, and they won't even look back. They're skipping down the road and forgetting. But I like what Pastor Rose said. When you give, you're giving out of the, you're giving for the need of that individual, out of a giving heart. That's a great statement right there, because you're looking at the need of that individual. You're looking beyond everything else and seeing the need, and that's what God wants us to do. Yeah. That,
amen.
That was good.
Amen. And it's just ironic that, you know, that when she made that comment.
Yeah, excellent.
Because in Luke 6:35.
Okay.
Luke 6:35, and it says, "But love your enemies and do good." And
right.
Amen.
Hoping for nothing in return.
Return.
And your reward, here's the flip side of this, and your reward shall be great.
Amen.
You
right.
shall be sons of the highest, for he is good to the unthankful and the wicked.
Wow.
That's a powerful piece right there.
It really is.
Who are your enemies? Why are they your enemies? Because I truly believe that when we do good, and doing good meaning that we lend when there is an opportunity, hoping for nothing in return, as the pastor said, hoping for nothing in return. And it says when we get to that state of mind, oh, my goodness, thank you, Jesus. When in that state of mind, a renewed mind, when we get to that state of mind, then it says your reward shall be great.
That's good.
Now, you hear me, we're talking about what God says. That if we do this, that this will happen. If we do this will happen. And this is what it says, that we are supposed to love our enemies.
Right.
I'm not just talking about me, but I'm talking about you that's listening.
Amen.
Love your enemies and do good, and lend hoping for nothing in return. And when you're hoping for nothing in return, and you get to that state of mind when you give, not expecting for anything in return, if you don't get it back, it's saying that your reward shall be great.
Wow.
And you shall be sons of the highest, for he is good to the unthankful and the wicked. That's even powerful right there. For I'm talking about God. For he is good to the unthankful and the wicked. Now imagine yourself at the situation where someone is unthankful for what you did. Imagine yourself in a situation where you are dealing with someone who's wicked. Wicked means they have no good intentions.
Right.
No good intentions for you or anybody else. But it says God is still good to the unthankful and the wicked. And if we are to be Christ-like, if we're trying to be more like Christ, he tells us what we're supposed to do. Love your enemies and do good. And lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward shall be great. For ye shall be the sons of the highest, for he is good and good to the unthankful and the wicked. How's your love?
It's good.
Where's your in your walk in life? How is your love life with your neighbor?
That's a good
How
word,
is your love
really
life
is.
With
it's
God?
A good word.
With God, where do you stand? Where is your place? Are you following the commandments? Are you following the laws? Because God is saying that if we, you and I, if we walk a certain way, if we act a certain way, if we perform a certain way, that and follow those commandments, he's saying that our reward will be great.
Mm.
Don't ask me what great is, because I think that's above my imagination.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think it's above my imagination.
That's
it's
good.
Greater than anything we can even think of or even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
A reward.
That's right.
Here every day, we're trying to get rewards every day on our job. Did they? All the things that we're trying to do, and if we do this, then we get a reward. Okay, if I work long enough and save my money, I am, as a reward, I can buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy a house. I can. Do this. Those are rewards for our labor. Those are rewards for our labor in, I'm not talking about the spiritual side. I'm talking about worldly, on the world side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about how the world sees it. If you do this, you can get a reward for this.
Uh-huh.
And God is saying that all the things that you work for and I work for to try to achieve, he's saying that all you have to do is follow my laws. And my laws are simple. My laws are simple. Love the Lord thy God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of thy understanding. And when you do that, love God and love your neighbor, he's saying that your rewards will be great.
Hmm.
I think we've gotten it twisted. I think that we get upset with our neighbors because we fall out of the law or the commandment. And when we fall out of that law or that commandment that God has given us, then whatever situation that we're going through does not turn out good. And when it does not turn out good, then they become our enemy. But God is saying that if we treat our neighbors as we treat our, we want to be treated, then there would be no enemy. We would have no enemies. How can someone treat you mean when you treat them with love? There's an old saying that I heard once that says, treat them with kindness. Love overcomes all, no matter what the situation is. When we show love in that situation, love always wins. And God is working on us to get us to a certain plateau in this life.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get us to a certain level in this life, in our walk. God wants us to be at a certain level. And he's saying that once we get at that level, then we can change all the things that we look up and think, well, you know what? This world is going to pots.
That's good right there. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He wants to raise, he wants us to raise the bar.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
He didn't say it would be easy. For those of you that may be listening, you're probably saying, well, maybe they can do that, but I can't. All of this is difficult for all of us.
Amen.
But if we know that there's going to be a reward for what we do, my question to you is, do you think it's worth it? Do you think it's worth it?
What's worth it?
Say it again.
Can you repeat that? It was what worth it? Repeat that again.
I said my question was that if we do what God wants us to do, if we follow his commandments and obey his law, do you think or do we think it's worth it? When you say our rewards will be great, will it be worth it to us? Will it have any meaning to us?
Not looking for a reward.
Will our lives be better? Say it again. I'm sorry, my brother.
I said not looking for a reward, but, you know, the point I was trying to get to was, and you brought it out, you said, was it worth it? Because I did, you know, I kind of helped someone last month. And
praise the Lord.
And I look at it and I say, well, I know it was worth it, but was it the, you know, I was blessed, okay, I had two loaves of bread. I had two packs of bologna. I had double. And the person said they hungry. And the person had, you know, two children over there. And
mm-hmm.
you know, they wanted, so I had two pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that's a, and there was no, you know, they didn't ask for this, they said they were so hungry, their stomach hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the kitchen and I did that. But I'm asking myself, not that was it worth it, it just, and I'm not looking for nothing back. I did it for the kids. I did it for her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just, I didn't get a, it's just like, oh, okay, you know, okay, thank you, see you later. You know, thank you. And it's like, not looking for nothing, but it's just, and it's like, I've been thinking the whole time, since, you know, well, maybe I could have kept that or.
No.
Maybe waited. No. Hear me out. I could have kept that and waited. Maybe somebody else would have come along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, but it just, like you said, was it worth it? That particular time? Like I said, I know the children are there. They paid two children.
Mm-hmm.
I've been struggling with that. It, you know, from the time I handed that bag off and then, you know, I handed those bags off. And that was that. And it's just like, wow. You know, that's all I could say was, wow. But, mm-hmm. and like, I didn't expect nothing else. But it's like, well, maybe I could have waited to some, you know, I could have ran across somebody else. I don't know. And I did that. And like I said, I wasn't asked. It's just something that just came to me to do. But it's just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was it? Like you say, do I do it again? I don't know. But I just didn't get a right vibe. And like I said,
I just want to interject. I know what you're saying. What you didn't like was the tone. And she, even though she said thank you, it seemed like it was still not appreciated.
That's the word.
That's it. It's like you gave it an okay, thank you. It wasn't like a grateful heart saying, oh, thank you so much, or thank. She just didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, I can see
like I said,
that.
I wasn't looking for nothing in return. No.
Mm-hmm.
No report. I just, it just was I knew I had, I had doubled up a few things. Mm-hmm. I had doubled up a few things, and I gave it, and it just was cold. It was so cold, and it's like, well, dude. And I thought, I said, okay, but maybe, you know, next time I try again, or. But then I got, you know, so I don't know where to go with that. I don't know how far to go or where to stop. But, you know, I guess if something hits me or the spirit hits me or something says, hey, do this again, hey, do that, mm-hmm. I'll do it. But, you know, mm-hmm. I wrestled with that. You know, I wrestled with that, and I thought that it was gone until Brother John opened that can up again for
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Well, you needed to talk about it. Amen.
Yeah.
Brother John.
I, my brother, and you know, we get to those situations where, when we do things, and that's just from the natural point of view, we do things, and we're doing it from our heart because we feel it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we're not supposed to look to determine if they appreciate it or not, because even here or earlier, it spoke about people who are unthankful.
Mm, that's good.
People who are unthankful. And God will bless even the unthankful.
Mm.
So if we are trying to do what's right, then we're not going to look to determine whether they are thankful or not, because we've done what
our
we
part.
Felt that
mm-hmm.
we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
If it felt good to you to do that, and you was motivated to do that, then once we do it, you know what? We wash our hands. I've done it. So however the response was after that, we can't look at. All we're doing is just basically helping someone else. And, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes we help others, and they don't really need the help.
Wow.
You know, you have mm-hmm. those who are out there, I call them scammers,
mm-hmm.
where they will scam on, especially on the Christian folks. They'll try to get, because you look like you are a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I hear something in the background. If you look like you're a good person, so you know what? They'll come to you because they can see it all over you. They can see it all over us. But, you know, we can't determine what their outcome is.
Okay,
we can't
determine
what they're going to do.
But understand, I didn't, you know, I wasn't looking for anything or expecting anything. I just, it just seemed like, I mean, it just wasn't what, put it this way, it wasn't what I thought, because I see so much. You know, a few days later, there was the same problem again. And it's like, okay, do I go back in my cupboards? Do I go back in my refrigerator? What do I do?
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, because I know the situation, I know a little bit of the situation.
Right.
I see it, and I can hear it. And I was like, okay, but do I do it again? But, you know, but then I kind of just let it roll, you know. But like I said, I don't know, do I continue or do I just leave it alone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you
think?
Do I continue or do I leave it alone?
I can't tell you what I would think. All I can say is, you know, just if something, you know, feels good to me, that, you know, if it feels good to me, then I'll respond on that. I'll respond.
Okay.
Let me tell you something, my brother. I make mistakes also. You know, I get out there and someone asks me for something, and in the back of my mind, I'm asking, well, you know, are they trying to scam me or do they need it for real? If they need it for real, you know what? I get, if they don't need it, then I don't want to give it. So we go through that, we begin to start to question our motives. And I think that it's where here is it's saying that we are, you know, we want to do good to help others, but we don't want to give to those who are trying to con us or scam us out of anything,
mm-hmm.
because that makes us feel uncomfortable. But I don't think that we should get to the point where we begin to start to doubt what they're going to do with it or intentions are real. Because if God speaks to you to do that, then do it. Then do
That's
it.
That's good. That's good. And then just wash your hands. Yeah, like Brother John said. After you've done it, just leave it alone. Because then it's on them. And God judges our hearts, you know. So if that person is,
And that becomes really, you know, really, really, really tough, you know. I would say to you, that when we give, I would probably witness to her.
That's good.
Let her know that why you are doing what you're doing.
Right.
It's not from a human motivation, but it's from a spiritual motivation.
That's
that
good.
God motivated you to do that. So what you're doing is, you know, you're keeping God in the picture.
That's good.
Because once something goes through our ears, our ear gates, we can't erase it. You know what I'm saying? We can't erase it. So once you have implanted that in her mind, then she's going to think about that. Or he's going to think about that. So I would let them know what your intentions were and why you're doing what you're doing.
That's good.
Well, like I said, they understood because, you know, it come out of their mouths, nothing for the kids. And, at that time, she was so hungry that her stomach was hurt. And like I said, I look at the kids. You know, I look at the dad. You know, I look at the mom. But mainly it was the kids. You know, and that's what really got to me.
You did what you were supposed to do.
Right.
Because you just said three times something that you saw. So maybe the gratitude wasn't from the adults. And it could have been
the children.
Knowing that they're not going to get any food if that's the situation, when someone gives them something, their parents might be telling them, don't show any sense of, how can I say it, going that you're begging for something because they're so prideful. But in the back of the kid's mind, even if they look like they're needed, they need something. You know what? Just that alone, I can picture that right now. Just from that alone, the kid, you saw something in that situation and you responded to it.
Yes, I did.
So you know what? It's done. It's done.
And like Brother John says, just drop that seed of Christ. Drop that in there on them. Why you did it.
You know, there was a piece that I just spoke of, and it says, love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward shall be great. Now, these weren't your enemies. They weren't your enemies. But God is saying here that even if they were your enemies, that we should do good and lend. That lend means that you hand out something to someone, that you let someone borrow, that you give someone something. Lend. And here's the flip side of that. Hoping for nothing in return. And God says that you've done all of that, then your reward shall be great.
Amen.
So from what the word is saying there is, I would not ponder on that. I wouldn't even think about it. I don't even focus on it. See, because when we think about things like that, our mind or that humanly nature begins to start to make us doubt. And when
feel
we
resentful.
Doubt, we fall into the middle.
Yeah.
We fall into the middle where we don't know what's right and what's wrong. We don't know what's good and what's bad. We don't know because we're doubting. And God is saying that we move forward into it with authority. We do it without a shadow of a doubt. So if that enemy came to you, enemy, all right, now let me get you even further. Someone that you didn't like that came and was in that same situation. God is saying that you still do the same.
Amen. It's not always easy, but it's necessary.
And my brother, we all fall. We all fight that fight.
Amen.
We all fight that fight. We all are there.
Mm-hmm.
We all are there. That's the struggle of true warfare. For the good we do, evil is always present.
Mm. So true.
So I just say that, you know, that was a good thing that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God is smiling on you because he's not looking at what you did, but he's looking at your heart.
Amen.
So I would just say that. I would just go ahead and move, you know, forward spiritually, you know, and move forward spiritually. Don't even focus on it. Just let God use you. Let God use you. Maybe you were supposed to have been there because no one else would have done that.
Wow, yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. And
so
like Pastor Rose.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like Pastor Rose had said, you gave to the need of those people, the children and the mother and the father. You supplied the need. It's wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Out of a giving heart. I'm
so
sorry.
That's where we're supposed to be. That's where we're supposed to be. And I think that's a great. I think that's a great thing that you did. You know, and a great thing that you're doing.
Yes.
And you know what? That's where we all. That's what we all should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we all should be in that state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
When God had laid this on me in terms of how's your love life.
It's really good.
Love can get extremely deep.
Mm-hmm.
It can get extremely deep. But everything that we need to know is in the Word of God. The Bible. The greatest book ever, ever, we could ever read. It gives us a roadmap. It gives us direction for how to walk this journey that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
How to continue. So that we make it to the end. And there is going to be an end.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Moving on. Ephesians 5:25. How's your love life? It says, husbands, love your own wives, even as Christ also loved the assembly and has delivered himself up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it reads, husbands, love your own wives, even as Christ also loved the assembly and has delivered himself up for it. Here again is a grand rule that God has given. And he's saying every husband is called to act. Every husband is called to act. How are we supposed to act? We're supposed to love our wife as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
But how did Christ love the church? How did Christ love the church? He gave himself for it.
Amen.
He laid down his life for it. So what it's saying here is that husbands should, if necessary, lay down their lives for their wives. And there's more that it says here. It also implies that these words are mere protection and support. So husband, laying down your wife, being protection for that wife and support. Christ gave himself for the church to save it. So husbands should, by all means, in their power, labor to promote salvation to their wives. And there should be constant edification in righteousness. And it's saying here that the authority of man over a woman is found on his love to her. And this love that God is saying must be such as that it leaves that man to take risk.
Wow.
To take risk. To risk his life for her. Even for the care of the family. The wife and even the children. The children, they owe a dedication to the wife. They owe a dedication to the mother. She has a need. All of our assistance should be supported by her husband. And it says that if she performs her duty well, she deserves the utmost of his love and affection.
Amen.
Husbands, love your own wives, even as Christ also loved the assembly and has delivered himself up for it. Laying down your life for your wife to support and protect her for the husband. How is your love life? And then it moves on to say that John 3:6. You know what? I need to ask, are there any comments? Any comments before I move on? Any comments about husband loving their wives as Christ loved the church? Any comments? Any comments? For those of you that just clicked in, that just kicked in, the 678, we just popped, your mic is popped up. If you would like to share, we talk about husband should love your wife. And that is a grand rule that God has given every husband. Every husband is called to act. Any comments? John 3:16. That's one of the most popular scriptures that they are. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for the world.
My God.
Giving your Son up for the world. Knowing that your Son can save something and giving it up so that it is saved.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Here it sounds like the world was in ruin. It was in a condemned state.
Mm-hmm.
It was about ready to perish. Everlasting. It was without power to be rescued from destruction.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And God, through his eternal love, provided for his rescue.
My God, thank you, Lord.
And salvation. How did he do that? By giving his Son to die for it.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm feeling a praise right here. Thank you, Lord. Because he died so we could live. He gave his Son so we could live. And his Son died so we could live. My God, that's a praise right there. Because just like you said, Brother John, the world was in ruin. We were condemned to death, separation from God, who he created us in his image to have relationship. And we messed up. Adam messed up. We were separated. But it took Jesus to come back in the form God himself. Took out of himself, and brought it into flesh so we could live. Wow.
Amen.
Good God Almighty. Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Oh, God.
So that we could live.
And
I'm looking at that part. So that we could live.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
So now that we are living, we have an obligation to God.
Yes, that's good.
We was bought for a price. So we have an obligation to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone that you owe because of what they did for you. You owe for what you. So are you going to forget about that debt? Do you forget about that debt? Sure, you're appreciative for the minute, the second year, okay, the third year, but what about when you get down the road, the 35th year?
Wow.
The 40th year. Are we still in remembrance? Are we still in remembrance of what God did?
My goodness.
Are we still in remembrance?
Mm-hmm.
Do we still remember that sacrifice, or do we forget?
Wow.
Like someone doing something for you, and it might not even be that great, and then you forget what they did. Why? Because you took it for granted. We took it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
How's your love life?
Wow.
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
I believe that we owe God our life. We owe him
our life. We owe him for what he has done for us.
Mm.
We have to be in a position to honor him for all that he's done for us, because he didn't have to do it.
No.
But he did, and mm-hmm. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son.
My God.
That we may have life. God
yes.
took his only son. And how many can say that we give up our only child for someone, lay down
wow.
somebody's life?
Wow.
We can't say that. But God did it. So I believe
Amen.
Every time I wake up in the morning, he gets a praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time he do something for me, or if he don't do nothing for me, I still give God a praise.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we owe him a praise. We owe him that worship.
Mm.
And we owe him to keep his commandments, which is to love one another.
Amen.
Amen.
We owe that to him.
Hallelujah.
That we should be our
Hallelujah.
Brother's keeper. We owe
Amen.
That to him for all that he's done for us. And we should never
Amen.
Slight God. Never. You should
Amen.
Never slight God at all, because
Amen.
He didn't slight in you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't slight you when he created you. He made you perfect. He made you whole, complete.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
I always say, you owe him, we owe him a praise no matter what. We
Amen.
Owe to love one
Amen.
Another. Treat everybody
no
right.
What.
We owe that.
No matter what.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. 843, I see you. You pushed number one, and your mic must not have been on. 843, your mic is open. 843. I do apologize. I did not see the light blinking. The question mark there that you had a question. So 843, I do apologize for that. But your mic is open at this point. We are alive. We're living. But are we really living? Are we really living? Are we following the law, the commandment that God has given us? Are we following that? Love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy understanding. All we listen. Love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the sons of the highest. For he is good to the unthankful and the wicked. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the assembly and has delivered himself up for it.
Hmm.
Are we following that first great? And I guess that's why when we think about in terms of, you know, we all have fallen short from the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
We all have fallen short. We all have made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And going to continue to make mistakes. But the thing is, are you ready to correct those mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to correct it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Are you ready to love your neighbor as you love yourself? And I'm not just talking to you. This is for the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is for all of us. So I don't want to pinpoint anyone, because as I said, we all fall short. No one is
Amen.
Perfect. But that's where we come with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We come together for the Word of God as a body just to talk about what God says. And if there's one word that reaches our spirit and changes us in one small way, God smiles on that.
Amen.
God smiles when you take your time to go to church. God smiles when you take your time to read his word. God
Amen.
Smiles when you take time to pray.
Amen.
Because that means that you have not forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
You have not forgot about him. And God has given us a roadmap, and all we have to do is follow. And that's what this is all about. That's why
mm-hmm.
we come together, just to have a discussion. No, we're not theologians. No, we're not. But we're just talking about the goodness and the grace that God has given each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about the goodness of the Lord. That's all. We're just talking about what God has said, and then we have to examine ourselves. That's all. No one speaks out that they are more righteous than anyone else. We're just
Amen.
Here trying to gain from each other.
Amen.
God has blessed each and every one of us. Those of you by internet, those of you that's on the line now, God has blessed each and every one of us. And you know what? When we come together and start talking about those, come together and start talking about where we fall short and we become transparent.
Amen.
My goodness.
Amen.
That's when the growth takes place.
Mm-hmm.
That's when God begins to start to work with us. See, because as long as we pretend to be strong, we're really weak.
Hmm.
But once we submit ourselves to God and we open up ourselves to God and we admit that we're weak, then we're actually strong.
He makes us strong. Yes, he does.
God can work with those who are weak. God can work with those who feel like they are coming in last.
Oh,
Lord, have mercy.
My God.
The race does not go to the swift, but it will go to those that endure to the very end. And that word endure is powerful.
Amen.
That means you're not going to give up. You have not given up. You have not given up. Will not give up. Why? Because this race, you know what your goal is. You know what your prize is. You know where you're going. So we keep moving in that direction.
Amen.
And you know what? If we fall short, God is lovely and loving enough to pick us up.
Wipe
That's
us what off, he does. That's what he does.
Continue to allow us to run the race.
Mm-hmm.
He's done that for you. He's done that for me. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
His loving kindness. God loves you the same as he loves me. You heard what he said about the wicked? You heard what he said about the ungrateful, the unthankful? He'll love them too. We're in this together, my brothers, my sisters. We're all in this together. Boy, and I like that saying where it says, together we stand.
Mm.
Divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
How's your love life? It's always a good time to examine ourselves rather than examine others.
Amen.
How's your life?
That's good. That's good.
Comments. 843, are you on? Still have that question mark here.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, praise God.
I'm just listening to you because you're so awesome. I just love
I
can hear you saying 843, but you're just so awesome that I just sit and I just listen, you know.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise
I do. I just listen to you because the word is so powerful.
It is a good word.
And I like to take it all in.
Thank you. Thank you. We'd like for you to pass it out too now. We're looking to hear from you too now. Thank you. You have a comment? You want to make a comment?
No, I still listen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, listen. It's just powerful. You know, knowing that God is so awesome.
He really is.
Amen.
He is. I just love to pray and worship him so I can feel that anointing because nobody can touch you like that.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can't, not even your husband. He can't give you that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, when God just pour his blessing, his anointing, when he fill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like when you worship in him and he touch you and you can't help but to cry or shout.
Mm, that's good.
That joy that comes from the inside.
Mm.
Yeah.
Say, nobody can give you that joy.
Take us there, girl.
Really, nobody can't give you that.
No,
I don't care where you go. Nobody can give you that anointing, that joy, that peace, like Jesus can. Nobody.
Yeah.
And I've been married for 2 years, and my husband can't even give me that kind of joy, that kind of peace within myself. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people just look through men. You know, because I was molested as a child. And
right.
and I used to feel so bitter and so angry all the time towards my mother, and I mean when God just changed me and give me that peace,
hallelujah.
I mean I can love the person that even did it to me,
hallelujah.
You know what I mean? And you know that can't be nobody but God.
That's powerful.
You know, right? Because I could even ask him, "You hungry? You want something to eat?"
Wow.
Yes.
It's just amazing how God can just renew you, you know?
Yes.
It is. And nobody can't do that because I carry that burden for a long time. You know? But, I mean, when I was praying, I think it was yesterday morning, you know, God told me forgiveness is healing.
Yes.
If we learn how to forgive people, we can begin to heal. And once we begin to heal, we feel that happiness within us, you know?
Yes.
But if you can't forgive, then you're not going to be able to heal from that pain.
Yes.
But in order to heal from that pain, you have to forgive to have that happiness, you know?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And I just thank God. I just thank God. It's just so nice just to hear you talk, and I try not to.
No, but that was a good testimony, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, it is. It is. When you can love people
powerful.
In spite of it, you know, then you keep it a secret for years and years and dare not tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And still today, people just keeping that stuff under the rug, you know.
So true.
But no, you have to tell so you can begin to heal, you know,
Amen.
And leave that burden on them because I know they ain't forget what they did.
Right, right, right.
Hallelujah.
You know, and then you can begin to pray for them because I really pray that God would save my cousin. I do.
Yeah,
you know,
deliver
him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I feel good because I can love him. And I can look in his face and I can say, "You want something to eat?"
Wow, that's good.
You know, you need a ride somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do it.
Amen.
I let him have it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know, you just said what the word says. We are overcomers by the testimony that we give. By the testimony, and what you just said is going all over the airways, and somebody needed to hear just what you said.
That's right.
Amen.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You're right. There's a lot of feelings and issues that we've all had or people have gone through or going through that they keep under the rug. But when you start to forgive, girl, you just said a lot, girl. You said a whole lot.
Yep.
That's the love of God.
With forgiveness.
That's the love of God.
Amen.
Lord, goodness.
Because sometimes we just get mad over things, but we just got to let it go, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
We do. We got to let it go. And sometimes we think we forgive a person, but the enemy always bringing it back to our memories, and that's what he hold us down with, you know? And I'm talking from experience now.
People have hurt me,
and I said I forgive, but then the enemy always bringing it back to my remembrance.
So then
when it comes to my remembrance now, I said, Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I glorify you. Lord,
hallelujah.
I worship you.
Yes.
And then the enemy got to go, you know?
Yes.
Because, see, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Come on
and
now.
As you begin, my pastor said, as you begin to worship him, the blessing would come down. And when you call on the name of Jesus, he can't be in your presence, you know. He got to flee. So what I do sometimes, I just open my door and tell him to get out. And then I walk around my yard and I tell him there ain't no room in my yard. And then I anoint my car because there ain't no room there for him either, you know. And then sometimes I got to lay hands on the spot my husband's sleeping because he act up sometimes. But then I know God
is good.
You know?
Yes.
And then the pastor said before, when you praying for somebody, they're going to get worse before they get better.
Yes, it's so true.
And that would help me go through because sometimes when I pray, the more I pray or with him or something, it seems like it just gets worse and I just get discouraged and stop. But the pastor said, no, it's going to get worse before it get better.
Yeah.
So we just got to have the faith to keep going. You know, don't look at what you see. Just focus on God.
Yes, good.
And that's what I have to do.
It's a good word.
And it makes
good.
Me feel good, you know.
Well, I feel good. That's a good word.
843, I'm going to do something out of the natural that's not normal. We have like about 2 minutes left before we're going to be going off the air. Can I ask you to pray? Would you please pray?
Praise God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you because your word has touched so many people.
Yes.
God, we thank you because we don't know why we go through things because we know that you was there when we're going through it, but
yes.
it's to be a blessing to someone else.
My God.
All those years, God, that I carry that burden, all those years, God, I wouldn't let go, someone today feel that same way right now. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to tell. They don't know what to do. They're going to church and they still ain't being free.
My God.
But God, tonight, we pulling down every stronghold tonight, God.
Yes, dear God.
Every stronghold, that holding your people, God, we come against it right now in the name
of
Jesus. You said, well, one or two or touch of anything, God, that you are in the mix of it. And even as we touching a green, standing in the dark for our brothers that hurting, our sisters that hurting, God, we ask you to have mercy upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, somebody being molested and don't know who to tell. Somebody is going through something right now, oh God, and they don't know which way to turn. But we asking you, God, to step in them. Step in the mix of their trials and their tribulation, oh God. The enemy trying to destroy them with that suicidal spirit. But we come against that suicidal spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We take authority in Jesus' precious name.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for that prayer,
thank
Jesus. We thank you, every one of you, for tuning in. Next Wednesday, we'd like to have about you back. The elder Dr. Lee
lost its seed.